Hey you, welcome to Bloom Baby Bloom, a podcast dedicated to holistic living, learning, and healing from an African-centric perspective. I'm your host, Maina Chenzi, a holistic life coach, multi-passionate creative, and your dedicated digital soul sister. Hey you, I hope you are well, and I hope life is being kind to you wherever you are, and if it's not, that you are learning and practicing kindness and compassion towards yourself in whatever times you might be going through. If you follow me on Instagram, you might already know that I recently lost someone I really love and who's very close to me, my sister, the one that comes after me. And it's just been a very trying time. So I obviously was not in the space to create in those moments. And I'm slowly coming back to creating and doing things and processing that loss and grieving, or even experiencing what grieving means and feels like for me. But I wanted to at least come here, at least for this one episode this month, to talk a bit about the reevaluating of life and reshifting of values and just regrounding of importance in my life because of that loss, and because of reflecting on my sister's life during her 29 years on earth and coming back to that feeling of what is a good life basically and what is going to matter the most at the end of the day. I think for a lot of us, especially if you live in the Western world, you kind of just live from a place of feeling that you will have the opportunity of old age. And the fact of losing someone young, someone who still had a lot of life ahead of them, is just really humbling in its own way, especially because it was somebody, yes, who got sick, but even the doctors were astonished that it went south so fast and just not something basically you could have prepared for and guessed that this was what's going to happen. And thinking about life and thinking about time and the time we have left and the time we already have used, and thinking about the meaning of the soul and the being, what is left, what is returned, where do we go when we pass on, what connection do we have to those we love, or this earth once we pass on. Of course, there is the biological one, which is also comforting in its own way, that we are returned to the soil, which is where everything that has created and sustained us come from the food that help us grow and regenerate and create cells in our body and our hair and our skin. Like, it all comes from the earth, and then one day we also become nourishment for all that has nourished us. There is something very holistic in all of that, in dust to dust, so to say. But I think even like the ceremony of passing on and who it is for and the connection between life and death and the living and the passed on, and even days and weeks later, now it's been I think 2 weeks since the funeral, and making space for that and making peace with the fact that it will never be the same, you'll never feel the same as you did when somebody you love still lived, but also making peace with the fact that it's an absence you will have to learn to continue living with, not something that needs to be filled or replaced or suppressed, but something in its own way that becomes a part of you, especially because my sister was a big part of my identity. All the people I've loved and grown up, my family is a big part of my identity. And to lose someone that you've grown up with since you were 2 years old, who was such, like, we've been through so many lives together, and for her to be gone is almost like to lose a witness of your life, you know, somebody who was a big part of your identity and who you are and your grounding on the earth. And it just questions a lot of those things. Like, you have to put yourself back on earth in a way where you figure out meaning around your identity and around your family and around your position, even like in the sibling line, like repositioning myself there. I remember, like, when I was younger, because I lost two of my other siblings, but one was before I was born. So that was more loss for my mom, but she still talks about her as, of course, one of our siblings. And then one was after I was born. But when I was still younger, I was 4 years old, and it was my bigger brother. And I remember, like, just feeling like, even though I only got to know him for 4 years, like, that to this day, that person for that short amount played a role in my life, you know. And even the stories that my mom tells us or told me about our relationship, like, all that still influences me. And then to get somebody that you work the earth with for 29 years and to know, like, those people who are missing in my heritage, in my little family, not being there, it's a missing I've carried with me. It's a loss and empty spaces I've carried with me. And maybe even not empty, but they feel empty because those persons are here physically, but they're spaces they hold within me that are not empty. They are those people who are part of my identity. Like, the fact that I was talking about even change of the sibling order, that I wasn't supposed to be the oldest sister, but then I became the oldest sister because I lost my brother. And I had a sister right after me who came right after me. And I remember even when I was younger, maybe I felt like, oh, I only got to be a baby for 2 years. And then my sister came and she was a baby for, I think, 6 years before my other sister was born. But, like, even thinking about that and knowing that it, after all, like, when I had to grow up, I was always so grateful that life didn't wait that long to bless me with my sister, because I just didn't know how even people went through life. I think I've talked about it even on this podcast, like, siblings are so important to me and my siblings are so important to me, and my sister who came right after me, Sharita is her name, for those of you who might not know, Peace Sharita was her name. And she was just really, really important to me in that sense. And she grounded my existence, and we grounded each other's existence, because we've been there from Uganda to South Africa to Denmark and traveling around the world. Like, we are each other's consistence, you know. When other things would change and fail away and fade away, we were there. We were still there standing together, and there was a comfort in that. And the dreams of growing old together and having kids and having nieces and nephews, we would hope would be just as close. And just all that stuff, like, it changes you, like, to have to reimagine all that differently. I'm really fortunate I still have my family, just without one person. And it's also expanded my idea of family, losing her and seeing other people I would call as sisters and brothers differently, like seeing it more firm in a certain way that there is so many ways we can have siblings and close people that love us dearly, like our siblings, like having friends who have known me since my early teens and seen me grow and are still in my life and who still care for me. And knowing that even though you lose someone you loved, there's still so many people that do love and care for you. But also thinking about her in the sense of all the life that was still left, that she could have lived and could have enjoyed and explored, the family she could have built, and she would have been such an amazing mom. She would have been such an amazing mom. And she was always so motherly to the rest of us, you know, and she did such a great job at that. Someone close to me told me that it's okay, she did get to be a mom, just maybe not to children, but to the people she loved. And that is true. Just, she was somebody that really deserved the world. And I think my heart just rests in the feeling of knowing that she's somewhere better and that she didn't suffer when she left, and that there is something I know familiar and I'm close to and that loves me energetically wise, that now has gone back home, wherever home might be. Of course, when we are religious or we have other cultures or beliefs or traditions, we can have an idea of what that means, but we are all just believing in something. We don't know, no. But I think what I can know is energy doesn't disappear and it's not destroyed. It is transformed, and her beautiful energy has been transformed into something else that is now even more upon us, you know, in a different way, because it's no longer tied or limited to her physical form. I think also the loss made me think a lot about my own relationships with people and being more deliberate about the time I spent with people and the presence I gave people that I spent time with. And understanding that when I think about all the things I'll miss about my sister and her presence on earth or in my life, it's so much about the way she was as a person and her energy and how deliberate she was in being in people's life, and the difference it really made to have known her. And just like being grounded in that and continuing with the things I love to do and the way I love to show up in the world, and being even more intentional and grounded and loving and compassionate as much as I can be, and knowing that that will be enough at the end of the day. Like, that's as beautiful as a legacy to leave behind as anything, the kindness and compassion, understanding and space you give to others, support you give to others in any way you do it. That has also made me more aware of that. In terms of my life, I think I also think a lot about how helpful it has been that I already had started to feel comfortable with death for so many years now, since I started my decolonial journey, my holistic living journey, and not to see death as a taboo and not to see it as something of just darkness and sadness, but to see it as part of a bigger wholeness, you know, something part of the cycle and circle of life. And in knowing that about my sister, and even for everybody else I love and myself, it also opens your eyes again differently. Like, you see people you love differently. You know that, even though we knew that, of course we all know that people we love won't always be there, but to know that they could also be gone suddenly, you know, and not to love from that place of anxiousness, but that place of understanding the gifts we do have while we do have them. And being good at telling each other that we love each other. Luckily, I feel like that's something my family worked on, and we had become pretty good at it even by this time when my sister passed, like to finish conversation with I love you or to share that feeling of, hey, you're important to me and you're precious to me. And I know that that is something that I hope we don't forget going forward, to continue to be affirming to each other's existence and the importance that people we love have in our life, and verbalizing that, and just gratefulness and gratitude for the love and community and support and family we do have around us, and not taking people for granted, not taking their presence for granted, and also not even taking our own existence for granted, and knowing that, not from a stressful point, like you don't have to prove that you exist and work your way to earn the right to exist, but in the sense of, like, it's a gift, because you won't always be here, that's guaranteed, but now you are. You might not know what comes after everything, but you know that right now you exist. And to live that life from that knowing that I'm not sure of everything else, but here I am. And there's also some comfort in the fact that at some point you won't be here. So even when you make decisions, may they be of great importance, may they be of great grounding and alignment for yourself, because it's only a moment, it's an experience compared to the galaxy and the planets and everything else. Even though, like I said, energy is forever, but it's transformed. So I, as myself, can only exist at this moment that I'm existing now. And at some point, I will cease to exist as me. Maybe I'll become something else. At least that's what I believe. That's what I feel is echoed through nature. If I'm not able to read any book or any spiritual guidance, anything, just if I see, like, the birds and all the other animals, what happens? You see that things are recycled. So why would our souls not be, or at least transported to something else, to experience something else? Just, I feel like there's a high likelihood that life is recycled in some way, even our souls, but that what we are at this moment is a unique thing, and it won't exist again in this exact way. Just like my sister, the way she is will never exist again. Only the memories that we can carry on, but whatever form she will be in again will be another manifestation of life itself, you know. And so to enjoy yourself from that understanding that this is it, this is the only version of this may, this height, this way of speaking, this interest, the way I look, the color of my skin, the way I laugh, even the things I do that are annoying, this is it. And the same for everybody I love, you know, how precious they are, just the way they are, even the things that are annoying about them, there is something beautiful about that. Like, this is the only way you can exist the way you are. And what a beautiful thing to witness, you know? What a unique and beautiful thing to witness that might never be made again, that will for surely never be made again in this exact way. So, basically, like, that is something that I can feel is also lingering within me, an awareness of gratitude and presence and appreciation for the uniqueness that we are manifested in, and those we love as well. And I think just moving forward, even the decisions I want to make and step into, it's influenced them, that loss has influenced them. Of course, on that I'll share more later on. And also, in a beautiful way, it has also highlighted the life I've already had. Because, of course, you think, what if I had passed away now? How do I feel about my journey so far? Because that's all it is. It's a journey. Because you don't get to take anything. So it's not a competition. It's not an accumulation game or sport. It's an experience. It's a path that you walk. And You get to experience it and share moments in it. And then at the end, you leave with nothing as you came in with. Only what you leave behind will have value for those you leave it behind for, whether good or bad. And so it's important to leave with a light heart. And that's something I thought about my sister, that as far as our conversation and the person she was, like, she was at peace with herself and with her life and the relationship she's had. And that was something beautiful to witness. And when I think about my life as well in this moment, I feel the same way too. I don't have any lingering or resentment or big regrets, or like, I feel like my soul is light. It's heavy because of grief right now, but, and that's also not always the case. I have good moments where I feel light and joyful, but I know that that grief is also perfectly all right. But I know as a person, as a being, my soul feels light, because I am aligned with myself and I am true to myself and I do the best I can to live a life in alignment with who I am and what I believe, and to allow myself to be human, to be flawed, to not be perfect or graceful all the time. I feel balanced within myself in that regard. And so for that, I feel like I'm good. Like, even if I were to not exist anymore, if my path was to also come to an end, I would feel satisfied and content and appreciative of the journey I've had. It's been a wild but beautiful and explosive and calming and surprising and just beautiful journey so far, and to be blessed with even more of that, wow, what a gift. But just, I think a moment like that, it makes you think about your own journey so far and where are you if you were to leave. And that was a good feeling to come back to that, even though sometimes when I think materially, there's stuff I still feel like I'm working towards and getting there slowly, and I feel like, okay, this is next, this is what I want, da da da. But even on my path towards that, I already am good where I am. I feel like life, according to my philosophy and beliefs and values, I'm good. I've done a good job at that. I'm doing a good job at that. And that feels good. To be in such a space and to continue walking from such a space, that I do feel at peace with myself and the person I am. Even when there are things I continue to work and improve on, they're not things I feel are heavy or big or absolutely unacceptable. They're things I feel like, okay, that is some good things to continue to look forward to growing in and evolving in, but not necessarily things I feel like if I don't change that tomorrow, today, my life is disastrous, or I'm this disastrous person, you know, or my character will be blemished for life. Like, I feel like I'm humanly flawed, but still imperfectly perfect the way I am. And that's a good space to be, accepting of myself fully, the good and the bad, the challenging and the beautiful, the painful, and the ugly. Like, just, I'm just a being, you know? And I'm having a human experience fully, with everything included. Anyway, guys, I think I'll end it there. I don't really know, like, the overall conclusion of this, but I hope it gives you something to ponder about, even in your own life. And if you've experienced grief and you have any advice, don't be shy about dropping in my DMs on Instagram at Mayim Bloom, or sending me an email on Bloom Baby Bloom. Otherwise, I will slowly start to come back and do things here and there. Go back to making my videos and podcasting and writing and sharing from a decolonial holistic perspective. Until then, I wish you all the best to take care, and I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye guys. I hope you have enjoyed this episode on Bloom Baby Bloom. If you have any questions or comments or just little highs, please feel free to reach out here or on our website at bloombabybloom.com. Otherwise, as always, I send you love, courage, and light to guide you on your path to your truest and most abundant self. You are so very worthy. See you next time. With love, May.